Thank you for joining us here today at Covenant of Grace Ministry, and welcome to Covenant Minutes. Today I want to talk to you about God's love for black sheep. Yeah, black sheep. Turn with me to Luke chapter 15, beginning with verse 3. Jesus told them this parable. Suppose someone among you had 100 sheep and lost one of them. Wouldn't he leave the other 99 in the pasture and search for the lost one until he finds it? And when he finds it, he is thrilled and places it on his shoulders. When he arrives home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Celebrate with me, because I found my lost sheep." In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who changes both heart and life than over 99 righteous people who have no need to change their hearts and lives. Now, God loves the righteous. He loves so much those who have already turned their life to Him and are His faithful friends. However, He rejoices, and the angels of heaven rejoice over sinners that come to God, the black sheep, those who find their way home after going through whatever life has for them, and says, hey, it's better in the house in the presence of God than anything else this world has to offer. So black sheep exist. And they exist not just because they stumbled upon life's pathways and got in trouble, but they also could be people who just never found the way and never knew the good shepherd. But when they found the good shepherd and the good shepherd finds them, there is a place of healing and grace that takes place that sees their life totally turn around. When the heart and their life makes a transformation in the grace and the power of Jesus Christ. Many years ago, there was a great televangelist by the name of Jimmy Swaggart. He still ministers today and has a very strong church in the South. But at the time, he was a national evangelist preaching all over, and all over the world, if I might say so. And in the midst of that time, he fell into sin, and a problem came about in his morality, and he repented publicly over that sin and asked a nation for forgiveness. Peter Lord, a good friend of Jamie Buckingham's, the Christian author at the time, who was very prolific in his writing, called up Jamie to discuss the matter, if you will. He calls up Jamie and he says, "Do you want to know what God thinks of Jimmy Swaggart?" Well, everybody else had been given Jamie their opinion, so Jamie went ahead and said, "Okay, what is God's opinion of Jimmy Swaggart?" Peter Lord said, "God told me he is rejoicing." "Rejoicing?" I asked. That's not what he'd been getting from a lot of preachers. How can God rejoice when one of his best known televangelists, one of his best televangelists, has brought shame and reproach to the kingdom of God? Then Peter quoted Jesus' closing statement in the parable of the good shepherd and the lost sheep. "I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." Luke 15:7. Peter was not saying God rejoiced over a man's sin. Rather, he rejoiced over his repentance, his change of heart, his turning the other cheek, his going after the things of God, his heart being rendered before the Lord. Peter was right. Regardless of the rightness or wrongness of anything else Jimmy Swaggart had ever done, before and after, That public repentance, if you will, pleased God. You know, there are times in our lives when we fail or we falter. There's times in our lives when we find ourselves in a dilemma morally, spiritually, or in some case. It is always best to go open face before the Lord and deal with it and allow Him to set the agenda and to take the prescription or medicine He has for us, that we might correct our path and see the glory of the Lord visit us. Too often we avoid that place of repentance. We avoid that place of healing. We avoid that situation. And all it does is bring us hurt, emotional strain, and pronounces the sin with even greater latitude of influence in many cases, because it just morphs itself. Cut your losses. Go to the cross. Be genuine before God. Allow Him to take up root and to cleanse heart and see your life changed. God loves the black sheep. Even though He loves everyone, He loves the black sheep. Why? Because He loves it when somebody recognizes their mistake and is willing to change, turn the other direction, and submits to the grace of God and is willing to walk in the direction God has for him and to see the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's not comfortable. It's not easy. But He loves you. He loves me. And despite whatever is going on in our lives, we need to be able to be fruit bearers of God's love. And that takes a heart that is quick to repent, quick to respond to the Holy Spirit, and avails itself to the mercy seat of God. And too many times we avoid Papa's chastisement. We avoid Papa's medicine for us. But if we will allow Him to minister healing to us, we'll see us put on a greater course of action and more successful in our lives as the day goes on. Whether we're a Christian and stumble along life's pathway, or we're an individual who's never known God and comes to Him for the first time, whatever it might be, or whatever case it might be, the main thing is God loves you. And He wants us to be willing to avail ourselves before the Lord and allow His love to make the difference and to follow after the Good Shepherd who knows His sheep. Now, there might times we'll find ourselves strained from the sheepfold. There might come times you don't like where the Good Shepherd's leading you. But He's followed the course of life. He's seen your gatherings, your comings and goings. He knows what's best for you and me. And if we can listen to Him and catch His direction, we're going to be all right. He'll keep us in the tough times. He'll keep us in the times where there seems to be lack. He'll keep us in situations where our bodies aren't what they should be. He'll keep us in times where relationships are just not in sync. And He'll help us to find a way through it and see His grace in it, if we give Him the chance. Yep, God loves the black sheep. Why? Because when they come to Him, they avail themselves to the grace of God. And they become a part of family and a part of the body, His church. And He loves to care for you and I, His sheep. And today, if you and I will have hearts that will render ourselves before God and be available to Him and be quick to repent and to be able to genuinely lay ourselves before the altar constantly, no matter what it might be, God will help us to be able to set our course in life for great success. You know, we need to be a people that forgive even as God forgives. We need to be a people that look at things differently than this world looks at it. To be able to see the hope and the dreams of people and to be able to see the opportunity and potential in each and every one of us. And if we'll do that, God will see great things, not just within the body of Christ, but around about your life as you enter into the joy of the Lord. God bless you today, and thank you for being with us here. And I pray God's word has been a blessing to you.